Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for this lovely day known as Monday, December 3rd, 2018. We're already at the end of the month, month of the year.
Yeah, they want the rents due.
Yeah.
Mortgage check.
All that good stuff here. And it is the time of the year that we like to be nice with each other. Why not be nice to your heartless, feelingless, automated home system?
Your computer assistant, like the Alexa or the Google, what is it called? Google Home?
It's just called Google, Google Home.
Yeah.
So here's what, this is actually kind of a similar system that Amazon launched for Alexa earlier this year. But if you add the word please to your command, so you go, instead of saying, hey, Google, set a timer for 10 minutes, you say, hey, Google, please set a timer for 10 minutes. Google Assistant will now respond with thanks for asking so nicely. 10-minute timer starting now.
The anthropomorphication of our electronics.
So if you say please and thank you, you'll be rewarded with a please or thank you, which is actually nice because how many times have you ever held open the door? It just drives me crazy. Held open the door. Somebody comes through. Just the fact that you held the door open.
You know, all I want, if I let you in, I'm the guy that will let you in traffic.
Right.
Okay, because I have time. But if I don't get that little wave, I wouldn't let you in the next time.
I will do sometimes, I'll do the flasher real quick. Like a quick flasher. Like turn my hazard lights on real quick.
Oh, you'd give them the, okay.
Just because my windows are tinted and sometimes it doesn't, I'm actually being nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So anyways. Nice.
I can't wait to let you in. That'd be so nice, Chris.
All right. Let's see here. Our tummy time. This is a kind of interesting because we know that laying your child on your stomach while they sleep is probably an infant while you sleep is kind of hard and bad for them. But while they're awake and under supervision, it actually can help them sleep better at night and a whole array of health benefits as well. This is according to a new study that looked at some six-month-olds and found those who had more tummy time during the day were more active, which in turn makes them less active at night, tired.
I've got this picture of the toddler on his tummy trying to turn itself over like a turtle.
Well, you're kind of right. What it does is it helps their motor skills and tests them and actually tires them out a tad so that when they go to sleep, they actually sleep through the night. Because a lot of times if they're not tired, they wake up, you end up feeding them to get them to go tired. And that actually can lead to obesity as they get older. So this actually is kind of a good way to get them started on the right foot. Researchers showed that infants who got the lowest amount of sleep were fed more often during times at nighttime.
Right.
And also the support supports previous research that links plenty of sleep during the first 6 months of a baby life is actually beneficial to their overall health and weight as an adult.
That's amazing. They're finding out more and more things we do early, like getting kids in school early.
Yeah.
You know, 0 to 3 years old starts getting some schooling in them. It really pays off in the long run.
Yeah, these findings will be published in the Journal of Infant Behavior and Development if you're interested in picking that one up.
All right, tummy time works, but over-the-counter cold medications for kids? Doesn't work.
In fact, actually can do more harm for good. And we're talking about even for adults. They're saying over-the-counter cold medications, those that are decongestants, cough suppressant rubs, antihistamines, and probiotics, showed no clear evidence of effect in making the cold get over faster. It may make you feel a little bit better, but it's not speeding things up.
And it could be bad for some kids, too. You know?
For the kids, it actually could be very, very bad because, you know, a decongestant dries you out.
Yeah.
You need to be hydrated while you're fighting a cold. What they're basically saying is rest is what you need. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's what you need and keep yourself well hydrated.
Right.
A little bit of honey for the cough in children over the age of 1 year old. And then also, you know, ibuprofen and acetaminophen for fever and saline drops for nose congestion.
That's about all you can do. Maybe a little bit of a pain reliever just to make the body feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But that saline drops for the nose, and even gargling with salt water for a sore throat. I've always heard that every doctor I've ever had over all these decades is they're always recommending. I tell you, the best thing you can do, because it's a virus, is just try to kill the germs that are in your throat with hot water and salt.
Yeah. By the way, check with your doctor, too, before you do any of the stuff that we mentioned there, just to be on the safe side. This is creepy because it is happening a lot. You do some shopping, and then it seems like the ads are following around.
Oh, they're getting good at it, too, you know?
Really good. And this one actually affects your phone because they do two things on your phone. One of them is the cookies tracking. So anytime you shop for something, the computer or your phone remembers where you went shopping, and they pass on that information to third parties.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what follows the ads around. But what's even more creepy of late is where you are, going by a convenience store, and then a little ad will pop up on your phone saying, hey, coffee's 50% off, and they're, how do they know where I'm at?
That's called geofencing, and people pay extra so they know where you are so they can pop that ad into your phone.
Yes, because your phone, your Apple and your Android has something called a mobile advertising ID. That is where that geocaching comes into. Yep. It'll figure out who you are, what you are, and they'll sell that data to you. Now, if you want to get rid of it so you don't have this big, better creepiness on it, it makes it a little bit difficult for the Apple users, pretty easy for Android.
Right. I did it this morning. There's a couple of steps, but we've got it all on our website, ktk985.com. Follow those steps, and it's really simple. But the first thing they show you is you have to turn something off that's already on. They've already got you toggled on to be followed, and they're turning you in as whatever ad you have.
Because it sounds, the way I sound it, what's toggled on is to limit ad tracking. You actually have to opt into that. Sometimes you may not want it on there.
Yeah.
So if you put it on, it's saying like, well, then you're telling me you want me to track ads. No, what it's telling them is we're limiting how they can track your ads. They're going to track you regardless.
Yeah, right.
So that's that kind of that weird language they have there.
Turn that off.
Yeah. And then there's that, by the way, is in
privacy.
Yeah, right? Privacy, then advertising, and then toggled over to limit ad tracking. The other part, a little bit trickier. I didn't mention this on the air because it's a little bit in detail, but it's where you turn off the sharing location data for advertising your services. So when you finally get the location-based Apple ads in the off position, that's pretty much when you're saying, don't follow me, talk to me. And it's a little bit more difficult. The information's up on our website. Yeah. However, for Android, it's as simple as going into your opt-out of interest-based ads inside the ads checkbox.
And then it says, do not track. All right.
Simple enough.
Thank you.
And then you can just basically reset advertising ID and then you're ready to go.
I did it this morning, and I feel much better.
Well, we'll see if it works.
I don't feel like somebody's looking over my shoulder all the time now.
So now we got the story of John and Danielia. They were visiting from the United Kingdom. They were in the Big Apple last week, and apparently John and Danielia have been dating for quite some time. John decided, hey, we're in the Big Apple. It's a magical moment. I'm in Times Square. I have a ring. I'm ready to make the biggest question I'll ever ask of her.
I will pop the old question.
And so as anybody who's ever proposed before, you know, your heart's racing. Uh-huh. You're kind of sweating a bit. You're fumbling. And as she grabs the ring out, bing, it pops out. Heads down into a drainage grate.
Yeah, you're standing over a steam grate in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So closed-circuit cameras actually caught the couples trying to recover the ring. The police were looking like, what the heck are these guys after? So they send out a couple of officers to kind of help out, and the officers were unable to get the ring out as well. However, the next day, the police were not going to let it go. They set out the special operations team. They went back and found the ring as they dug through it. Unfortunately, Friday night, they had forgotten to get the contact information for the couple that had lost the ring.
Oh, so they don't know who these people are.
Not a clue, but goodness, there's the internet right there. They popped up on social media asking the internet to help in the manhunt for the couple. By Sunday,
isn't
the couple had been found.
They got the word, and they're getting the ring back, huh?
They're working on getting the ring back. So, Danielle, by the way, said yes, she wanted to marry John.
They're going to want to get married in 2020, they said.
Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely is thy branches.
How do I keep the cat out of my branches?
Yeah, unless thy branches are covered in thy feline.
You know, it took them long enough to come up with a cat-proof Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Where have you guys been the last 20 years?
So it's kind of ugly, I'll be honest with you. So you got your fake tree. And you know with your fake tree, you have the arms that pop down on it. And then the upper part of it's this one little piece you put in, but already has all the limbs on it and everything.
Right.
That's basically what it is, minus the lower half rings.
So the branches don't start except for till a couple of feet.
Yeah, it's a 6-foot tree, so at about 5 feet is when the tree actually starts looking like a tree. So it keeps the cat from grashing it. Grabbing it and stuff like that. They have a couple of versions out. One is got green on it. The other one has a white flock, so it looks like it snowed on it. Unfortunately, you can't buy it here in the U.S. quite yet.
You know, I would think out of the Christmas tree, you could get them to limb it up, it's called. Limb up, meaning cut the limbs off up for, I don't know, a couple of feet. And see if it works, you know, if you want to try that.
Basically, what I've had, we've had to do is just move the ornaments up. So the bottom half of the tree is just right. completely without any sort of decoration or lights.
Oh, because they'll knock at the ornaments.
Yeah, because they like to hang under the tree as well. So
Do they ever get in it, up in the on the boughs?
One of them does, yeah.
Yeah?
We call her the Grinch because she kind of snakes around like the Grinch once did in the cartoon.
You. Right.
A couple of other things I found out when we did this story is people were saying other ways to cat-proof their Christmas trees. One of them was to put two vacuum cleaners next to it.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is really good. No cat likes a vacuum cleaner.
So there's our show for today, Monday, December 3rd. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Maybe see ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.